The daytime highs were abysmal. Normally, we should be seeing something close to 63. 62.7 is considered normal. Of course, it was a soaking August. Normally, we see 5.7 inches of rain, and what we saw was 10.72, so it was just really wet.
Yep, August pushed us beyond normal precip since last November.
And we are now ahead for the year 1.29 inches after that soaking August we just had.
It only took 1 month.
Yeah, it took 1 month. But of course, you know, you get a lot of rain in the course of 1 month, but not all of that sank into the ground. A lot of it did run into the reservoirs like Dorothy Lake. So for hydro purposes, that's good for us. And this is a very good time of the year to have that because all the snow melt is over, and the hydro reservoirs could surely use a shot in the arm, and they got that.
Fritsch blames August's lousy weather on an upper-level trough that just seemed to park itself over the Gulf of Alaska.
And what that does is really serves as sort of an atmospheric magnet for surface lows to come into the Gulf of Alaska. Of course, the surface lows are the ones that have the fronts associated with them. And we've had what in meteorological circles sometimes is referred to as an atmospheric river, which is a more long-lived version of the Pineapple Express. Big plume of moisture in the mid-level of the atmosphere that extends from the vicinity of Hawaii. It runs all the way up to us. Well, an atmospheric river is very much like that, but it's a little bit broader in scale, a little bit more long-lived, and extends from, in this case, the Panhandle, all the way across the ocean to eastern Asia. And we've had various iterations of that for the majority of the month of August.
But now it's September, and
the rain's coming in, and it's going to rain for 5 days.
Oh, you're just the bearer of good news.
It's really sad. That is, unless, of course, you're a rainforest and you like this kind of weather.